listening to Business Half Hour. I have Peace Obule with me. Any moment from now, we'll be joined by Taiwo Oyewale. And Peace Obule works with Stratcore Dynamics Limited. Good morning, Peace. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, first, is this your company?
Yes, it is.
You started it out?
Yeah, I did.
Before you decided to start Stratcore Dynamics, what were you doing?
Okay, I worked with First City Monument Bank for a couple of years. I worked with One Credit, One Finance, and I worked with Page Credit. So I did a bit of finance before I started my company.
Was that your major in university?
No, I actually studied mass communication, but I found myself in the financial service sector, so I just had to adapt.
You'd always liked numbers or what?
I think it was in a bid to survive, so I got a job in the bank. I just picked interest in...
And it went from there. Okay.
Yes.
So tell us now, how did you come up with... Why did you decide to leave paid employment first? Okay. Let me start with that.
Okay, so I wanted something different. I wanted to make a mark as a young man trying to do something out of the norm, out of the conventional, out of your comfort zone. So that was what prompted me to say, okay, let's start something. So a couple of friends... decided together. Some of them didn't resign because, I didn't want them to resign. Just stay and give me...
How come you decided to stick out your own neck? You didn't let the other ones resign?
Yeah, because if I have them resign, I'll be carrying them on my shoulders. So I had them...
It was your idea and you wanted them to come along
just
with you.
Join
so
me.
You didn't want to feel guilty if anything went
wrong.
Very comfortable. So how old is Stratcore Dynamics?
Stratcore is going 4 years. We started October 5th, 2015. Mm-hmm. Yes, so we are about almost 4 years now.
What was it like starting out?
It was challenging, like every business in Nigeria, tough. No, we had to keep pushing. We are still pushing. We are still trying to survive.
You never stop, do you?
No, we don't give up.
You keep going.
Because if you give up, the bills are still there.
Let them not overwhelm you. So tell me now, with fintech, someone might be listening in for the first time and trying to wonder why you actually decided to... major in fintech, right? Is that what the major is all about? Fintech.
Yes.
So explain what fintech is all about for somebody out there who's getting to listen to this.
Fintech is financial technology. It's a synergy between finance and technology. So you're providing financial services with the speed of technology. So when these fintech companies started coming up, you know, a couple of them had a challenge that I sought out to solve. So I wanted to be a solution provider for a couple of them in the aspect of risk management. So when I started out, I didn't start out as a risk management company. We started out as a credit service company. We are actually lending.
Okay.
So I figured instead of me to compete with the big players in the industry, I'm a young man trying to survive, getting funds from friends. Instead of me to compete with the big players in the industry, let me be a solution provider to these guys in the industry. Yes.
So that was why you decided to...
Yes, to go into...
Risk management,
yes.
So risk, what has it been like being involved with fintechs and being their risk manager somewhat?
Okay, it's challenging because a couple of them, they came into the industry and the aim of their coming in is to provide poultry sums to Nigerians, employed, non-employed, to see how, you want to pay your utility bill, you need 5,000 naira to do something. You could get it in 10 minutes. You could get it in 5 minutes. So now most of them started lending to people in Lagos, outside Lagos. Now, the challenge now came when it got to recovering these monies. Though it's 5,000 naira, but if you give 5,000 naira to 1 million people, it's no longer 5,000 naira.
That's right.
So how to recover these monies became a challenge. You know, so that is how we decided to meet that need by coming into the industry.
So how have you met it? How have you helped them so far?
Yeah, we've helped them reduce their non-performing loans. We've helped them reduce their delinquent loans to a large extent. So we set up for them. We set up telecalls for them because for doing recovery for these monies, you would not have to, 5,000 naira, you stay at Igondo. I'm coming from VI to Igondo because of 5,000 naira. No, so Nigerians are peculiar. The Nigerian market is peculiar. So Nigerians are, you have to persuade them. you have to appeal to their conscience, you know. So we set up a telecall unit for them, a couple of them, and call these people, appeal to them, and they've been making payments to this.
So what's usually the excuse that you're being loaned that small sum and you can't just give it back? You have to go through this stress of getting the money back.
A couple of them, Nigerians, they just don't want to pay. Some don't want to pay. Some have capacity to pay. You know, some don't want to pay. Some are willing to pay, but they don't have the capacity to pay.
So how do you get them to pay? Is there some sort of measure of force?
No, moral suasion. Mm. Moral suasion is a civil transaction, so you can't use force. Mm. You are not the law enforcement agency. So you just...
I mean, using the law enforcement agency, of definitely not taking laws into your hands.
No, for those sums, we don't involve the law enforcement agencies. Mm. For those poultry sums, we use telecalls. We do moral suasion, you know. We don't involve the law enforcement agencies for those poultry sums.
All right, joining us now is Taiwo Oyewale. Good morning, Taiwo. Good to have you.
Good morning, Buki. Good morning, Lagos.
We're basically building the foundation, you know. It's quite interesting chatting with Peace this morning, who studied Mass Comm and decided to be a risk manager for the fintech companies. And I'm wondering...
How many people actually are practicing what they studied in school these days?
So it's quite interesting. I think it's the other way. I studied accounting. I'm here in Mass Comm. So,
I think you follow where your passion is ultimately, and try to find that and make that work for you in the end. Okay. Thanks once again for joining us in the studio, Peace.
Thank you very much.
Okay, he's talked about why he got what got him to risk management for fintech companies, saying that a lot of them have loans that actually are unaccounted for, that they can't recover. So they've tried the moral suasion, and so far it's been working.
Yes,
people have been responding.
Yes.
Okay.
So you say a lot of people, some people have capacity, some people don't.
Yes.
To be able to pay back. So let's focus on the ones that don't have capacity to pay back. I mean, you're into the risk assessment and part of it, which means before the loans are disbursed, you do a certain level of risk assessment.
No, I come in after the loan.
After the loan has been disbursed.
Yes, so most of them have internal teams that handle the underwriting process and everything. So I come in as a remedial risk manager.
So primarily debt recovery is what you're after.
Yes.
So what are the main... Just give us an example. Some of the main examples of why people can't pay back for those who don't have capacity to.
Yeah, maybe some of them, as low as 5,000 naira, the collector, some of them might have lost their job. And sometimes to pay that sum might be quite challenging. So a couple of them will say, oh, okay, give me till next week. I have some funds coming in. You know, so if this guy is willing to pay, when you talk to him, by the way he's speaking, you'd know he's willing to pay, but probably there's no capacity to pay.
What kind of success rate do you have?
Okay, I'll say... 40%, 40 to 50% so far. Per company. Yes.
Okay. So, what are your observations of the fintech space? Are firms being innovative enough, or it's just a big bubble that is about to burst? I mean, quite a number of people started out, they didn't start out in the lending space, they didn't start out as fintech firms, but obviously have morphed into that.
Yes.
Right now.
I think it's a growing industry.
Okay.
It's a massive industry. I see them competing with banks in the nearest future.
You think so?
Yes.
Or you think the banks will have the upper hand?
No, I see them competing with banks. Because you can't walk into any bank today and get credit in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes. Mm. So these guys can tell you, apply, in 5 minutes you get your money.
But what happened to, in putting everything into perspective, the CBN policy around the, for fintechs as well, yes. You know, that I think was... implemented sometime last year or early this year.
Yes.
That then put a cap in terms of their capitalization requirements, yes. You know, at 5 billion, you know, for any new entrant. But if you had been in the space, I think you were allowed to continue working. But if you wanted to come in afresh, you need about 5 billion naira in terms of.
It will affect young guys trying to start.
Yeah, so when you say it's a growing industry, is why I wonder, because the barrier to entry has just been increased.
Some of them are in the industry with serious money. Yes, lots of foreign money, and they can pay the capitalization. They can.
When you talk about them giving the banks a run for their money, when you come, how about the percentage on loans and repayment? Would you say they're better off than the banks, or they're, because usually I think they're quite higher.
Their interest rate is quite higher because it's risk. Interest rate is based on risk assessment. So, but because it's a poultry sum, it's 5,000 naira, you're paying 6,500 at the end of 30 days. So that is 30% in 1 month. That is quite high. But because you're collecting 5,000, say, oh, an additional 1,500.
So usually what's the highest amount that they're allowed to actually loan out to people?
Okay, it's graduate. It starts from 5,000 naira. If you improve on your credit score, it increases like that. So it depends on your credit score.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on your credit
score. So it can go as high as 5 million, as high as
Yeah,
10.
Some of them advertise that they can give as high as 5 million naira, as high as 2.5 million. I don't know in practice what's obtainable. Yes.
So again, I mean, I hear you. It's all well and good. So some of them are trying to morph into some kind of banks they are now, as in, as it were, you know. I think as one of them that I was discussing with a few people last week, and they were talking about how they're either they've acquired a license to be able to operate as, I don't know whether it's a regional bank or something or whatever it is like that, or go full scale microfinance, you know, banking themselves. Because some of these guys are running either in partnership with a microfinance bank, or they're acquiring microfinance bank licenses as well to run. So, I mean, it's still up for, I think it's still up in the air. It's still too early to speak, but I would put my money behind the banks. They've got the capital. They've got the, they've got years behind them, and they've got the customer base. And, you know, let's be honest, CBN is the banks, so it's all the banks come together, even though it's a government regulatory agency in that sense. So we'll move on now. Do you think there's enough regulatory support for fintech firms?
The regulation before CBN started was not there.
Yeah.
So you see a couple of them coming up, a couple of them that are not even licensed coming up to lend. It has its own downside because you cannot go after monies in with even legal or any means when you are not licensed.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of them have challenges with recovery, challenges with going after the delinquent customers. So, but now that regulation has, it will help them. It will help the serious ones stand. It will give them a framework to work better.
With the regulations?
Yes.
Do you think there should be more regulations, or you think things should be relaxed a bit as well?
Things should be relaxed a bit.
So give me an example of when you say something should be relaxed.
No, for example, they shouldn't stifle these guys because it's technology, it's speed, it's fast. You know, so I think they should relax the regulation in a way.
Isn't there too much focus on technology?
That is the problem. That is the problem. There's this particular firm that they're just tech guys that came together to set up fintech. You know, so they will have challenges because the process will be wrong. Their loan processes will be wrong. Their loan processes would not be seamless. Now, and they will be hit by fraud because some guys are intelligent. They've stayed in the industry for quite a bit to understand that seems this company have an issue with their processes. So they will try.
And exploit that.
Yes, they will try to exploit that opportunity. And I've seen a couple of them have this challenge.
So, too much emphasis on tech. How do you run your own services? Do you use tech to do that, your own debt recovery or risk assessment?
Yes, for debt recovery, where it is a level of tech, not so techy.
Okay.
You know, because we do telecalls, we do record these calls, just like every normal telecall unit. But the difference now is we have dedicated staff that do this calling, you know, that try to persuade these people to pay, try to talk to them. So talk to them today, you talk to them tomorrow. So it's about moral suasion, it's about persuading them to pay.
How do you make money?
Okay, it's on commission basis. You know, so it's not...
You care to share?
Yes, it's, for example, every recovery company, you don't collect monies up front.
Okay.
Yes, it's a target, it's a performance-driven industry. So, for example, your company gives me 2 million naira to recover. I could say, oh, I'll take a 10% commission or a 15% commission upon recovery.
Is there usually a timeline for the recovery period?
You say, oh, okay, 60 days, 90 days. After 90 days, there's a cutoff.
Okay. Yeah. Is it reassigned to another company or?
They might reassign it to me based on performance. So okay. If you're not performing, they might reassign it to another company. depend.
At what point do they consider those loans as bad debt and just write them off?
Some don't write off immediately. Like, oh, if it's 30 days past due, 60 days past due, they start assigning to recovery agencies.
Okay.
Yes.
To be able to recover.
Recover.
Okay. All right. Just tuning in is Business Half Hour here on Classic FM 97.3. We take the short break and we'll be right back. Oh, just for the love of money, whatever you do, don't let money ruin you. Money is good, but don't let it ruin you. All right, we have Peace Obole in the studio with us. He's CEO Stratco Dynamics Limited, Taiwo Yuwale as well. And it's Business Half Hour, if you're just tuning in on Classic FM 97.3.
Hello, Lagos. Welcome back. Business Half Hour in partnership with Nairametrics. We still have Peace here in the studio.
So, Peace, we're talking a bit about the payment service bank licenses offered by the CBN. How are the fintechs reacting to this?
Yeah, they are not reacting well. Like, a couple of them...
Do they feel threatened?
Yes. Some of them feel threatened. Some can cope. Some feel threatened. You know, before... It was not like this before. They were just running, you know...
Yeah, so it was a banana republic before now. They're trying to put some order to it.
Yeah, it's good, but I think the CBN should just relax a bit on the regulations. Yeah, that's what I said before, and I still want to...
When you say relax, tell me what you mean by relax. Because relax can mean different things.
Yes. Okay, so I wouldn't want them to, like I said, I wouldn't want them to stifle the industry, you know. So it's still a growing industry. It's still blue ocean. So I want them to still explore, like learn from their mistakes, grow from their mistakes, you know. So the capitalization fund, yes, cool. So the serious players would function. But what it would mean is there might be a lot of mergers. Some of these guys that want to still do this and don't have the fund might just look for the ones that have the fund to say, let's put expertise together and let's run. Yes.
So they're not afraid because the telcos are coming into the space and are going to run them out. They have more money with them.
No, they're not afraid. Everybody will have its customer. You know, every fintech company has their peculiar customer. Okay. So your customer is the service delivery. So I'm stranded, I need money, I quickly apply, I get my monies in 10, 15 minutes, I'm satisfied, I'll come back tomorrow. I come back tomorrow, I pay the 15,000, for example, I come back tomorrow, you give me a higher sum, I don't come back again. Yeah, so...
What's your outlook for the fintech space? Do you see more debt issues in the future?
Yes, I do. Part of the reason is because a couple of these guys are not licensed, don't use the credit bureau. So they just lend monies to people without recording it on the credit bureau's platform. So Mr. X would also want to lend to the same individual and still do so, increasing the debt service ratio of the person. So you earn 100,000 naira in your company. You are supposed to, your debt recovery ratio at every point should be 33.3% or so. So, but you've borrowed over 70% of your salary. So your 100K comes in at the end of the month. You have to service this and service this, and you have your family to cater for. So, but if there are checks in that sense where you check with the credit bureau to say, oh, this guy has borrowed, say, 20,000, he can only borrow 10,000 there.
So you're saying a centralized point?
Yes, I don't think they, in that regard, they should not see themselves as competition. There should be a synergy between these companies. To say,
is that a service you can offer?
Maybe when I look
just
into
a,
it.
Just here. But, I mean, you've shared that, you've talked about that. Let's go to some of the challenges that you had while setting up your company. How easy was it to get your first customer? How easy was it to land your first staff? I mean, knowing that you only get paid upon success, upon successful recovery.
It was not easy, and it's still not easy.
Okay.
You know, but we keep pushing. We keep pushing because it was not, money. No, it was the love for the industry. It was the love for providing solutions. Mm. It was the love for actually adding value that made me do this. So I'm not regretting it. I would not want to leave this for any other thing. I don't want to keep weathering the storm. Keep pushing it.
So still weathering the storm?
Continuously.
And broaden the scope as well as you move on.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, so where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
I'm still trying to survive. Let's survive this week. let's survive this week.
So you're not thinking that far yet?
No. I am, but I take it as it comes.
One step at a time.
Yes, I see a situation where would improve on our processes, get it right, you know, broaden the scope, and yeah, become known. Happy for this opportunity. This is my first time having a media coverage like this.
Oh, congrats.
So, yes, thank you. So these opportunities keep coming up. Yeah, we'll get known. Probably will be the one-stop shop for all finance companies.
So if I wanted to go into the debt recovery space, what would you tell me? What's the advice you would give me?
Yeah, you have to be rugged. You have to be...
explain rugged.
you have to know that if I don't get this money...
It's not for fine boys.
No, it's not. If I don't get this money, I won't eat, man. So you have to get ruthless guys, yes, that could get this money for you. So it's on commission basis, so there's no fine boy.
Guys who would dig into it, man.
Yeah, so what are your social media handles you want to share with us?
Okay, do
you
have social media? Peace Obule. That's my personal...
Okay, Instagram. What about for your company?
Stratco Dynamics.
Yes, on how many platforms?
On Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram.
It's been a pleasure having you here.
Peace.
Thanks for coming and giving us insights into the debt recovery industry, you know, for fintechs. This is Business Half Hour in partnership with Niametrics. Nicola, that's our show for today.
Okay, thank you guys for coming on this morning. You always have one interesting guest or the other. And in spite of it all, when they say there are no opportunities in Nigeria, everybody seems like it's all done. Do you think so?
There are opportunities. I think we should focus on solving problems. Mm-hmm. If you focus on creating solutions, in every industry you will see an opportunity. If you are focused on providing solutions, you would see opportunities.
The last word from Peace. Very well said. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That's it on Business Half Hour this morning. Enjoy the rest of your day.